Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Lawana, and this is A Touch From Above. Thank you so very much for your awesome emails and your awesome phone calls. We're so excited. I have to share, please forgive me, the gentleman who came up to the prayer mountain. He heard our one of our programs about faith in the prayer mountain. He came up and he was working through a situation of closing on a house and selling a house and closing on another. And so he heard the story about the prayer mountain and faith, and he called and he said, I need to go up to the prayer mountain. I guess he went up, stayed one day, and then he said, no, I need to stay again. Then he said, I need to stay again. Then he said, no, I need to stay again. No, I need to stay again. So he ended up staying 4 nights. Did you know that in those 4 nights, hallelujah, can we say victory? Do you want to know what happened? Sold the house, closed on another. You see, the prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. And if you have not been up to the prayer mountain, why not get up to the prayer mountain? Amen. Well, I'm excited today because, oh my goodness, what you can become. I'll just title this message, What You Can Become. You know, what you behold is what you become, and your thoughts will manifest in your choices, and your choices will determine your destiny. Are you listening to me? I have a wonderful guest today, and his name is Tom.
Hello, everybody.
Tom, he is, let me just share a little bit about Tom. He is such a blessing. You know, during COVID, everybody was closing down their churches and all these things were happening. Well, I decided, you know, I'm not closing this door. The Lord spoke really clear to my heart and said, you close your door, you lose your ground. And I thought, okay, Lord, well, you got to help us. And I told everybody, I don't care if you wear a helmet. I don't care if you wear an oxygen mask. I don't care. Whatever you do, we have, 25 acres. You can get 50 feet away from everybody if you want to, but we're not closing the doors. Well, lo and behold, one of our ushers, my head usher, met Tom, and Tom had just given his life to Jesus, but COVID came. And so here he was now, a new Christian, and wanted to serve God and just love Jesus, but now all the churches are closed. So anyway, he finds out that we have our church going on. At that time, I was pioneering a church in Barrio Logan, and Tom was in Ramona, and Tom, the following service, jumped in his car and drove all the way down into Barrio Logan and was there for every service. And then a little bit later, we work really hard at our prayer mountain. And I think it was probably a couple weeks later, he came and said, I'd like to talk to you, Pastor, and said, you know, I want to serve God. I want to dedicate my whole life to Jesus. And I looked at him and I thought, well, okay, that's great. And what does that mean? He goes, no, I want to dedicate my whole life. I want to be here at the prayer mountain. I want to help. I said, well, Tom, I said, we live by faith. I said, you don't understand. I said, we're volunteers. None of us receive a salary. We're all volunteers. And he goes, that's what I'm talking about. And I thought, well, you need to go pray about it first. So anyway, Tom, he left. He came back again. He goes, Pastor, and tried to talk to me again. I said, well, you need to really pray about it. So he left again. And then it was somewhere around Mother's Day, and I was on my way to New Mexico to go see my son. And the Lord spoke to my spirit. I'm driving, and the Lord speaks to me and says, take Tom in. He's going to be a divine blessing. And so, lo and behold, I had been praying a couple hours in the drive, driving all the way to New Mexico from San Diego, gives you lots of time to pray. So I'm praying and praying and praying, and the Lord speaks to me very clear, take Tom in. So I call him up on the phone while in my car. I said, Tom? He goes, yes. I go, this is Pastor Long. I've been praying. I was praying and praying. I said, well, by goodness, I was praying too, and God told me to take you in. And I said, so, you know what? I'm not there at the prayer mountain. One of our workers is there, Beverly. I'll have her open up one of the cabins. You just get in that cabin till we figure out what we're going to do. I said, find something to do, and I'll be back in a week. And so, lo and behold, I'm in New Mexico, and by the time I get back, I look at the prayer mountain, and it's weed eated everywhere. I mean, my goodness. I told my worker, I said, good night. What happened here? Look at this place. It looks great. She goes, yeah, Tom came in and he gets up early in the morning and he weeds everything and everything. I said, oh my gosh, he's done the whole mountain. She goes, yeah, he gets up in the morning, gets going at 8 o'clock, doesn't stop till 5. And, you know, you told him find something to do. So he's found something to do. So anyway, long story short, as I began to see Tom and work with Tom, and his testimony is so powerful. So I want to have Tom share a little bit about his testimony. Tom, I want you to share how when, you know, you were raised younger with an abusive father and what happened there and how that affected you when you got right when you graduated. Go ahead.
Yeah, so growing up, I had a difficult time being able to relate to anyone because I always felt like I had to hide the lifestyle that I was growing up in with an abusive father. And it was very difficult for me to communicate or have friends because I was ashamed and I feared coming home, but I know that I had to. And so watching my father abuse my mother made me feel hopeless because I couldn't do anything. And so I grew up with such a fear that I just hated myself. And I didn't know who to turn to because I was so afraid of him.
Wow. It's, you know, you have to understand, Tom is amazing. They're originally from Poland. His mother's absolutely stunning. She's beautiful. And here he is, in since he's really young, abused by his father. But when you got to graduate, what happened? You just said, I'm out of here. What happened there?
Yeah, so after I graduated, my father was out of my life, and I really became a rebel. I was able to make an excuse to start partying and doing drugs. And actually, I realized all the things I wanted to do were the things he was preventing me from doing. But I didn't see it at the time because I had so much hatred for him that I couldn't understand why his stern method of discipline had to be abuse and not love.
Oh, amen. So what happened to you when you left? Tell them about your addiction. What happened there?
Okay, so after my dad left, I decided to party. I just wanted to do all the things that made me feel good and what looked cool in the world. So I turned to the world and I started drinking and drugging and doing drugs, meth, heroin, everything I could get my hands on. And my mind started becoming worse and worse, and I was unable to realize who I was as a person, and I slowly began to lose my identity, and I had no purpose or hope, and I desperately turned to drugs to feel a certain way that made me feel like I could fit into this world.
How many times did you overdose, Tom?
I've overdosed at least 3 times that I know of. But I know that by God's amazing grace, he's rescued me from more than that.
Whew. Oh, that touches my heart. For those of you, when Tom says that he lost his mind, and you have to understand something, Tom, share with them how you were in the streets and share that whole story, eating out.
You know, absolutely.
I don't want to share that. I want you to share that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the drugs and alcohol took me to a place where I just didn't care anymore. And I felt so hopeless because I started losing everything. I started turning into that drug addict on the street. And I remember my dad telling me one point in my life, you know, it's so important what you tell your kids. And he pointed to a homeless man and he said, you're going to end up like him. And that haunted me my whole life. So when I started losing everything because of my addiction, I started believing that lie, and I did start pushing a shopping cart, and I started living in canyons, and I didn't care, and I was so hurt and broken that I didn't want to admit it to my own self, and I believed that I was having a good time out there. I believed that bothering people and asking them for money and begging for change was okay. Because I always ended up getting what I wanted, which was either alcohol or drugs, or I would come across something that I wanted to find in a dumpster. And if I was hungry, I could always find food. And so I believed that that was who I am, and I believed that lie. Satan used that lie to bait my life and to confuse my mind so that I became so hopeless that I didn't care about turning back, wanting to go back home or asking for help. And it was devastating.
Yeah, really, I'm sorry to interrupt here. You have to understand, here is Tom. He's, when you look at him today, he's a handsome young man, sharp looking, but you have to get in your mind, here he is on the street, hair undone, not bathing, homeless, barefooted, eating out of trash cans, out of his mind completely, crystal meth, heroin. Were you sleeping on the streets as well?
Yeah, I was sleeping on the streets, sleeping in canyons. Honestly, I really didn't care. I was fearless. I was fearless, and my only concern was the way I felt and my selfishness. And every time I would wake up sober, the fear would grip me. And the first thing I could think about was having to get my first drink or get high again, because I knew that I ended up that way, and it was all my fault.
Wow. So your dad, more or less, the words of his mouth kind of cursed you.
Yeah.
Is what he did. You know, the Bible says, excuse me, life and death is in the power of your tongue, and thou shalt eat the fruit thereof. So when his father spoke those words over him, you know, words are powerful, and you have to be careful. But you know what? The amazing thing is the mercy and the grace of God. Tom, there are lots of mothers that are listening to this program today. And those moms, I know of one lady right now whose son has been out there for 2 years and she can't find him. What do you want to tell those moms that are out there?
I want to tell you that your love for your children is something that God sees, and he recognizes your heart for your child. And he also recognizes your child's heart. And God knows what your child must go through so that they turn to him and wholly rely on him, so that they won't end up using you and trying to pull you down with them. Because that's what I did to my mother. And that's what I did to people that loved me and cared for me. Because I could never tell them the truth, and I wasn't honest, because all I cared about was getting high.
Wow, that's powerful. So those, what do you feel you had put your mom through, Tom?
I feel like I put her through lots of pain and confusion, because I remember always wanting to tell her that I'm going to do it this time. And so I ended up just lying to her over and over again, but I always gave her enough hope for her to help me. So it was traumatic. It was traumatizing, because around her, I didn't care how I acted. And all I wanted to do was get what I wanted from her. So I know it's very traumatic. I just can't imagine what she's gone through.
Wow. So Tom, what did crystal meth do to your mind?
Okay, so crystal meth made my mind believe that I needed it to function. It really just took away all inhibitions. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I just didn't care about my health, or I just didn't care. I didn't care about life. And
just
and,
makes you lose yourself.
Yeah, it makes you lose yourself.
That's powerful.
Yeah, crystal meth is a powerful, and it's a horrible drug. It really makes you want to look to the world and not to God.
Amen. So now, you said at one point, you were sharing with me how you actually thought that you were saved. You actually thought you were, oh, I'm fine. And what do you want to tell those people that say that they're going to heaven?
Okay, so this is exactly why the Lord has saved me and reminded me of all the times he's been there, because I honestly thought I was saved and going to heaven. I've prayed before, and I believed that I was going to heaven, but I had no idea that I actually had to do what his word says. So I deceived my own self. I deceived myself by consuming more meth, by doing more drugs and thinking everything would be all right. I deceived myself by getting some sober time and then going right back to what I was used to, which was backsliding. And I had no idea there was such a thing. When I read God's word and came across that scripture of backsliding, I realized how serious sin is. I realized that the wages of sin truly is death, because when I was laying there one night and my soul fainted within me, I knew that for the first time in my life, the fear of God had to be stronger than the fear of being sober.
Wow. Wow. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, seek first the kingdom, the will of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and everything you need will be added to your life in his timing. You know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So now here you are now. What a blessing. Tom works at the Prayer Mountain. He has been with us now, what, almost three and a half years, and what a blessing he is. He helps us build out our little cabins. He's faithful. He loves God. He's there every Sunday morning. He helps with every different area of our Prayer Mountain. We got 25 acres, and there's never a dull moment. And I really believe that God knew that we needed Tom, and Tom needed us. Amen. We needed Tom, and Tom needed us, and we all needed Jesus. And so it's amazing how God puts you together, and he begins to make you a powerful, powerful team. And Tom, your time at the Prayer Mountain, I know you've worked through as a new convert. You've worked through ups and downs and struggles. And what do you want to tell those people out there that kind of are coming in and out of the kingdom, in and out of the kingdom? What do you want to tell them?
I want to tell you that you must commit your works to the Lord so that he can establish your thoughts, because it's your mind that has to be in order. And what drugs and alcohol and abuse and the in and out double-mindedness lifestyle does is it makes the word of God not as important as it should be. So don't doubt in your heart. Satan is a deceiver. When you lock in to church, when you commit your works to God, the thoughts of your mind will become to align with his word. And in his word, you will find your identity in Christ.
Amen. We have something that we do at our church. It's called Word Up. And word up means whenever in the middle of a service, I'll say word up, and I'll just point to whoever. I don't do it to a new person, so don't panic when you come to visit. Don't worry. But our older ones that have been there a while, because they're learning the word. So we say word up. And when we say word up, they got to say a scripture, anything that comes to their heart. So amen. So word up, Tom. What do you want to tell these people?
That the way of a man is not in self, and is not in self, are in the path of a man to decide his destiny.
Amen, amen, amen. So you're listening to my program today, and Mom, I want to talk to you. Maybe you are broken, and you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my daughter? What am I going to do about my son? I'm telling you what you do. You come up to the Prayer Mountain, get in one of those little prayer grottos, and you cry out to God, and you put them in the hand of God. Through Tom coming to Christ and loving Jesus and being steadfast, guess what happened? His mom has come to Jesus. Amen. And now his mom comes to church. His mom has met a wonderful gentleman, Scott, and now they're married, and God has just done a miracle. They both love God, and it's so awesome. My hair stands up when I think about it. Here is Tom getting the sound ready on Sunday, and he's working, and all of a sudden his mom drives up, her and her husband, and they love God, and they meet, and they hug each other, and she brings him sometimes a breakfast burrito or something, and, hey, how you doing? And son, and it's just so awesome to see. But the awesome thing is, Tom has a vision with our ministry, and now he's going to A Touch from Above Christian University every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. And he's going to reach, maybe you're Polish out there. What do you want to tell them in Polish, Tom? Tell them that Jesus loves them.
Jezus cię bardzo kocha. I ten, co chce znać życie o siebie, zgubi. Ale ten, co zgubi życie dla Jezusa, znajdzie.
Amen. So you're from Poland, And you know what? It's amazing because the Lord gave me a word at our prayer mountain when I first purchased that land and we went to the high peak. And I hadn't put a cross. I thought, I'm going to put a cross right here so everybody can see where the high peak of the prayer mountain is. So anyway, I went up to that high peak and the Lord really stirred my heart and said, my word, my name will be whispered on the wings of the wind across the globe from this mountain. And you know what's amazing is here you have Tom who can speak in Polish, and now we built our television studio. And so we're so excited as we're able to reach out. We have people from Mexico. Hola, ¿cómo está? ¿Qué estás haciendo? ¿Tú necesitas Jesucristo en tu vida? And then we have people, 안녕하세요, 감사합니다. We have people that come from Korea. We have people that come from, where else do they come from? I'm trying to think of all the different nationalities. The Philippines. Kenya, Africa, man. You know, God is so good. He's so good. He's awesome. God is amazing. I love this prayer mountain. It's so awesome. So from that prayer mountain, we can reach the entire world. So Tom, they're out there and you want to encourage them. What do you want to tell them? Just open your heart real quick.
I just want to tell you that when you start reading God's word, your mind becomes renewed. There is nothing that God's word cannot do for you. Seek him with all your heart, mind, and soul, and you shall surely find him. Believe in him and be still to know that he is God. You want to know who God is. You want to have a relationship with him. And as you begin to do that, God knows your heart. And when he looks at your heart, he will know the proper time and give you his Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit power is what has helped me to move forward in my life, not to look back, to get off all the medication I used to be on, to quit drugs and alcohol, and to have a sober mind that has purpose and hope in Jesus.
And that's another thing. I'm so glad they used to always try to put on Tom, you're bipolar, you're this, you're that, you're this. So they had him so drugged out, he couldn't even think. But you know what? He got off all that medicine. Then they tried to get him on, get your own apartment because you lost your mind. He went to the court thing and he says, forget it. Jesus saved me. He set me free. I don't need your money. I don't need none of that. And I'm telling you what, it's amazing. Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Can I tell you, make Jesus your Lord. Make Jesus your refuge. Make Jesus your purpose. He is so awesome, so amazing, so fantastic. And I'm telling you, pray with me right now. Jesus, forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry I put my mom through the devil's living hell. Forgive me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, help me to find deliverance. Help me to get my rumpus into church, Lord God. I love you, Lord. Lord, and I'm just so confused, but I don't want to be. Therefore, Father, I give my heart to you. I give my life to you in Jesus' mighty name. Forgive me and deliver me in Jesus' name. Amen. You said that prayer. You got to do something more now. You got to get up, get your rumpus in the car, and get to church. You have to come up to church. Get that freedom that comes in the cross of Calvary. I love you. Don't forget, write me, email me, call me. We care about you. We love you. And God is awesome. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The name above all others. God bless you. I love you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on